Welcome to Everdad! Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Ah, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gump Pete. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What? Good day, today.
Good day to you, Bruce. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
You too. Good fits today. Thanks. From here to here.
It's good gambling weekend for the lads.
Mitt, how are you?
Doing rather fantastic, Tony. Did have one of my better NFL weekends after getting completely slumped last weekend. So yeah, I like the playoffs again. Let's go.
How did we do? I had the teaser on Saturday, which pushed. I had the Niners minus three.
Tease yourself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do teasers push or do they lose on push?
Well, you get the leg. I got the one leg.
That happened to me on a footy parlay.
And then CJ Stroud under 238.5 check. Christian McCaffrey over 89.5 check. And then Sunday, Ravens. Sorry. Lions, check. Chiefs, check. Rashad White, I had under 54. I believe he had 55 rushing yards.
Oh,
damn.
And Pacheco went over the 63, right?
Yeah, I think right? So. I think so. Montgomery stayed under the...
How did you guys do?
Niners loss, Ravens win. Box loss on the two-point conversion fail. And Chiefs, naturally. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were a Bills boy, right?
Yeah, I was.
That was your one loss?
Brucey Bills.
That was my one loss, 3-1, 6-2 for the playoffs total. Likely anytime, Tud, cash it. Pacheco anytime, Tud.
Boom.
Cash it. Josh Allen anytime, Tud.
Boom.
Cash it.
I was a Pat Mahomes touchdown away from hitting a big touchdown parlay.
Dawson Knox away.
What's up with Musgraves going under 18.5? Every shop in the world was...
You know who went over, though, easily? Kate Otten.
Yeah, that's a fact, Jack.
Pretty good gambling weekend. We'll just, quick recap. Saturday, once that Ravens offense got rolling in the second half, the Texans offense never had a chance against the Ravens defense. All day long, pretty much. Just absolutely suffocating. Saturday night, Packers probably should have won that poker.
Yeah, they should have.
But they didn't.
Durs.
Durs with the miss.
I worry about the Niners without Debo.
Yeah.
That number seems like a lot.
I already know where I'm going in both.
Niners are 3-6. 3-6 at home. As a favorite by more than 5 points this year, I believe.
I don't know where the number's going to go, so I'm just going to throw it out there right now. I'm leaning heavily to, it's going a good way. I'm seeing a 7 pop up for the Lions. Jeez. I'm going to take the Lions most likely. And I'm leaning towards the under in the other one.
I will be dying with the Chiefs.
They are, Pat is 9-1-1 against the spread as a dog. They are 10-0-1 against spread as dogs on the road since 2017. Pretty good trends there for the boys.
Spag's halftime adjustments are phenomenal.
Yeah, they are.
Second half unders are unbelievable.
He just dials it up.
I mean, the main difference down the stretch outside of, you can throw some of the Josh throws, the Diggs drop, all that stuff, yada, yada, yada. But James Cook, his last 4 carries, -4, -3, 0-1. Tranquil and Nick Bolton just bucked up. And on the flip side of that, AJ Klein and Dotson were basically like,
well, and
just trying to survive. The dig.
And Willie Gay usually spies Josh Allen too. So to lose him that early, I mean, they probably had it in their game plan just in case. But
like the Diggs drop, I mean, that's a low, like that's a tough catch. That's a low percentage throw there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The play calling leading up to the field goal, all 3 of those plays kind of bothered me.
Okay, so what happened there is the Bills actually thought they were just going to walk that ball into the end zone with 5 seconds left in the game.
That was their hope.
Yeah.
That should have been, their offense was capable of doing that pretty much all game.
But also,
struggle in the second half.
You got to score. I get they're haunted by the 13 seconds. But like the Niners went up with what, 1:10? You know what I mean? I get you want to kill the game off and not give Mahomes the ball back, but you also have to score to tie or go up.
But I don't.
You can think of any of that.
I mean, Josh was throwing the ball 65 yards down the field. It's
the throw to a shaker maker.
Not like they were trying to.
No, I know that's not
green clock.
That's what I'm calling.
At the when they got across half field.
The throw to shaker maker. If he just that little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
That was a great ball game.
Was a great ball game.
Great ball game. Lions. I don't think that one was as close. I mean, it ended up being they had the ball with a chance to tie, but
hell of a near backdoor cover by Baker. he's a king.
He is.
We stand our Baker king.
We do. Except for the 2-point conversion.
I worry about the Lions a bit here, honestly.
Do you?
I think like the 49ers, they come out, they're sloppy, it's raining, Purdy, he has a glove on, he can't throw the ball, and then they kind of settle in, get the win. I think that could be a big piano off the back.
I agree.
Of their operation. And I think they match up, you know, obviously a lot better with the Lions.
When I look at it,
anybody has.
At least the Lions can stop the run. So I kind of like him in that way. And the other one,
Bucs ran it a bit against them, though.
Yeah,
I mean, like they did.
Yeah, they only ran for 90 for the game.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like I feel like I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody's stopping McCaffrey. That's just how it is.
He's so good.
Yeah,
he's got a heating pad on.
I genuinely think that there's a case to make the Lions the most complete team in the NFC compared to the 49ers, who's. Everybody would say that, yeah. But run game, pass game, and defense, they have it all. Brock Purdy is still Brock Purdy. I understand he's a great player, but he's not. Jared Goff's been to a Super Bowl before. Like, he's been an MVP candidate. Like,
he is slinging that bit.
I think
he's playing the best ever play.
I agree. But I think they're looking each other in the mirror. They both have great O-lines. They both can shut the run down. Their secondaries can be susceptible at times. They have quarterbacks who, when not pressured, make the right decisions and make the right throws. I think, to me, in my eyes, I'm looking at the same exact team.
Yeah, two running backs instead of one, but that one is Christian McCaffrey.
Sure.
He does.
He's a no.
He's basically three running backs.
I'm excited for that.
Lions,
I'm excited for both
games. Yeah, I think you can give Lions the O-line edge overall, but then the front seven, you have to give the edge to
I agree.
The 49ers.
For sure, 100%. Except for, do you know Jack Campbell roams? Front seven for Detroit Lions.
I know Jack Campbell's out there, but I'll tell you what Kyle's going to do. He's going to take Anzalone and he's going to put him in the blender.
Oh, yeah.
I am so sick of your Anzalone.
I'm just saying. I
can't believe they trotted that guy out last.
No, Hutch. That's wild.
He's the leader.
I don't care, dude. It's Hutch.
That's like if
Hutch is the pride of Detroit.
Nah, but that's like if the Dolphins trotted Van Ginkle out last, you'd be like, yeah, that's our guy.
Yeah, Ginkle earned that. He's been in the NFL for years.
Ginkle
gets pressure.
Leader of the Lions for years.
Ginkle affects the game on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Van Ginkle's not getting put in a pretzel.
That's a key difference.
Oh, come on.
Anzalone has like 7 tackles for a loss this season.
Jesus. Well, he's playing middle. Come on.
He's got 8 tackles a game.
Guy's a premier fucking middle linebacker.
The guy might call the plays.
Got 130 tackles this year.
That's pretty good.
18.
His third year with the Lions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ginkle's been
dominant.
Fins for
guy's got 3 sacks to go with his fucking 130 tackles. You think Ginkle's got those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
You think, hold on. You think your king, Pokemon fraud guy, has got those numbers?
Who? Oh, Blake Martinez.
Blake Martinez in his heyday had a lot more than 130 tackles over 18 games.
That's probably not true.
Yes, it is.
That Blake Martinez was year. Very good
for 1 year. Yeah. He wasn't good, but Packers, he got a lot of tackles. Yeah.
Packers, he almost led the league in tackles.
Wow.
Now
he's selling fake Pokemon.
I think he's trying to get back in the league.
Yeah, because he lost all the fake Pokemon money.
I could change throughout the week, right. But as of right now, lock me in Lions in the under for the other one.
I'm not going to change.
There's some weather in Baltimore.
I'm up in the air. I'm holding my cards.
I'm locked. All the way. You know what I'm doing. We know what I'm doing. Yeah. I don't need to.
Here we are. Picks Monday.
Yeah. My Bills 49ers exact. It was really kind of shaping my heater. So now I'm just a free bird. I'm just a regular old schmuck. No action.
JT top 10.
JT top 10. Cash it. Did he win the tournament? No. Could I have cashed out for significantly more? Yes. Stop replying to me about it.
Would have been a sweat.
Yeah, I was. Well, not really. I mean, on Sunday.
Well, he was only down three strokes going into Sunday.
Yeah, but he was never he never really took that step forward. The amateur got going, and then Sam Burns went up and took the solo lead for a bit there. Sam Burns was laying 250 there.
We'll do golf. We'll do golf this week.
Good on the Alabama AMA, Nick Dunlap.
We'll do golf this week. We will do footy this week. We had a bit of glory.
Ivan Tony.
From Ivan Tony this weekend.
Yeah. The shithousery of him moving the ball too is just.
Gumpy and I met up at the pub.
Yeah, it was worth.
And had some pints for Ivan Tony and Bradford Moneyline.
Him moving the ball like a full 2 yards to take that free kick was the icing on the cake.
Unbelievable.
We'll also do NBA and NHL this week. Obviously, also Say Bay Bay.
Say Bay Bay.
Today, where do we want? Let's start in the NBA. Mitt's telling me there's a. Solid slate of NBA games.
There's a big slate of NBA games.
What's the difference?
There's a lot of like big spreads that I just don't really like, but there's games.
Gumpy, how do you feel about it?
Do you spawn? I like the Cavs money line. Magic are on a back to back.
Okay.
Cavs have also been on a heater.
They five have in a row. Been on a heater, haven't they?
I know Porzingis is out, but I like the Celtics on the money line at Dallas, -145.
That was a nice game on, what was that, Friday?
Friday, yeah. First loss at home. That was tough.
Porzingis is out. What was the other game you had?
Cavs money line versus Magic.
Just two. I'm trying to see if anyone's out for that.
I didn't see anybody out for
just that. From like Garland's out, but he's been out.
Yeah,
what was that? He's been out. Yeah,
Sexton. Jeez, fuck. Who's who am I thinking of now? Donovan Mitchell. Sorry, Donovan Mitchell's playing.
Yep.
So I also took Cleveland on the money line, Boston on the money line, and then I like Toronto getting seven against Memphis. They've been playing pretty good since getting rid of most of their guys. Seems like they were going for the full tank, but they've.
Giving seven.
They've been getting, they're catching seven.
Giving seven.
Whatever, -7.
Well, no, you said catching and I are getting, and I was like, oh, 7-point dogs against Memphis. What the fuck's going on there?
I never understand the getting and catching. I fuck those up all the time. So -7 Toronto Raptors.
Would you just have those two or did you more?
Yeah, oh, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of a sick fucker move here, but I like the Pistons +12.5 with the Bucks.
They played well against they're playing the Bucks again.
Yeah.
They just played the Bucks well.
Yeah. Run it back, Bruce says.
Run it back, boys. Fight, scratch, claw, cover.
Is everyone going for the Suns tonight?
They played last night.
Devin Booker was on the ground a lot.
KD went off last night.
So Booker, Beal... Durant, their list is going right now.
Yeah, they don't really have the bench for like a lot of load management.
No. Yeah, they don't. The Suns season could be defined on what they're able to do in the period of the NBA season where all the older players get cut or waived.
Okay.
Yes, because they have to load up on that bench.
Yep. Grayson Allen and Eric Gordon are both questionable.
Grayson Allen's been good for them.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been a good ball player his career. I mean, he's had some questionable acts.
Yeah.
NBA champion.
Who doesn't?
NBA champion.
Who doesn't have a couple questionable acts?
Bingo. I mean, I'm sure you had a few this weekend.
No.
Did you go get steak Friday night?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Did you go play some pool after?
Yeah, sure.
I missed out on pool.
Oh, got right. Some good pool in on Saturday, too.
Okay.
Pretty much through the whole Ravens game.
Oh, I destroyed darts.
Attaboy. Yeah. The
that thing's humming.
Yeah. The thing is trying to pump heat in here, but we got a cover for it. So
that thing could combust.
It's gonna collapse the ceiling. Yeah,
it might just move over.
What do you got for Say Bebe tonight?
Not much tonight. A bit of a tough slate. I'm gonna go with UNC Kansas moneyline parlay.
Okay.
I like Nichols, moneyline Incarnate Word.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I like Bethune-Cookman catching 1.5 at Pine Bluff.
Yep.
Weber State +2.5 at Montana.
Yeah.
And give me Stony Brook +4.5 versus Brooks. Hofstra.
Okay. You shake that man's hand.
Good day.
It's good to see you two together again.
Good day.
What do you mean?
What are you looking at up there for?
I've never seen that. I don't know, the structure before? What? The creation? The
that's supposed,
starfish-looking creature?
Supposed to stop the furnace just dumping heat into
it
here.
It is a good temp in here, I will say.
Better than you.
It's very moderate. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. It's pleasant.
Sure. How are you? How was your weekend?
Weekend was great.
Okay.
And now we're ready for a beautiful slate of Monday night hockey action.
An absolute beautiful slate. What was that?
Sound the horn.
Sounding the horn.
Special occasion. Nick's back.
Can you sound the horn again?
Thank you, man. I like that.
Let's
keep that going every time, please.
I feel like I'm at the Kentucky Derby.
Jets are at the Bruins. That's how we're going to start.
Game of the night.
It is game of the night. Almost a coin game. Very close to a coin game.
No.
But I did have a play here. Winnipeg, listen to this, Tony.
Yeah.
Unbeaten.
The Peg?
In regulation.
They have the best record in NHL.
Since December 12th. And guess who that team was? The Hungry, Hungry Shock.
I know.
14-3 in that span. 10-1 in their last 11. Pretty good. Playing some good puck.
Well, great puck.
The Bees also looking for their fifth win in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll put it over the edge for me with Swayman. Swayman's going tonight in the Garden. I'm going to take the Bees on home ice. There's a chance they get pegged. But I'm pulling for Swayman and the Bees tonight.
Is Byfuglien still the stud for the Peg?
Byfuglien?
Yeah.
Byfuglien's been out of the league for...
Gigi Buffon? Is that...
No, he's talking about Dustin Byfuglien.
Yeah, the Buffon? No. Dustin Byfuglien is
32.
No longer playing.
The old number 32?
Yeah, he hung it up a few years back.
Hell of a player, though.
Yeah.
He played both ways.
Yeah. Guy was great. Knights are in Jersey in another West Coast, East Coast matchup.
It is interesting. Knights have figured it out a little bit, gotten off the schneid.
I mean, Pens had their number, and then they fucking blew it again.
They did, but you know, you got to play a full 60, as we've come to learn. Knights looking for their fourth straight win as a dog on the road here. They go into Jersey, who is kind of struggling without Jack Hughes, and we've seen that. We've seen that earlier this year when he missed some time. They struggled with him. He's their guy. He's the engine. He's the straw that stirs the drink in New Jersey. So I will take Vegas on the money line here as a dog on the road. Okay.
Panthers, Preds. That's a fucking good one.
Panthers not playing good puck lately. Four straight losses. I think this is a good spot for them to bounce back. We'll take them here on the road going into Nashville, who Nashville's got their own situation going on with some road trips playing in between. Give me Florida. And then to be honest, I don't have a play for the later three games. Arizona scares the absolute hell out of me as a Penguins fan.
Yotes, tough barn.
Yeah, very tough barn. Very tough barn. Tough team. Exactly the type of team the Penguins don't want to play. Young, hungry, fast. No thanks. And then Chicago and Vancouver, the Cougars, I mean, that's just too much there. Unless you got,
I mean, they're both
prop scums.
Cougars and Kings are $4 favorites if anybody wants them.
Yeah, so if you put them together, a parlay still -177. I tell you what I will do. I'll lay 2.5 with the Canucks +150.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Lay in the 2.5.
Yeah.
I like it.
+115.
We get Hawks and Sharks +3.5 both. What do we look?
You want me to just roll that?
Let's see it. +300.
I don't even know if that's an option.
Oh, it is.
3-1. These hungry Sharks might.
Let me move the line. Oh, there it is. +3.5 is -390, unfortunately.
Okay.
I don't hate the Cougars -3.5 at +260. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, that's quite the win, but.
It might happen.
It might happen.
So you can get the
Cougars fill
the
net.
If you don't want to lay it like that, Canucks -1.5 at -160 is a fair.
That's much more
tolerable, yeah.
You could do Canucks -1.5 and then maybe take the Kings and with the money line and parlay it.
What I would do is just, if you like the Kings and the Canucks, lay -170.
I can't believe you guys are so confident in Hockeywood against the Hungry, Hungry Sharks. Kings have not played great hockey.
Oh, wait, are you saying tonight the Hungry, Hungry Sharks?
I'm not.
I am.
The Hungry, Hungry
I've been trying to say it.
Yeah, have you? We didn't fucking hear it.
I'm trying to get it out.
Well, wedge it in,
3-1. I think these Hungry Sharks might be swimming fast tonight. There you have it.
+2.5 and -140 is very low. Now,
for those listeners and watchers that don't know, if you want to get the pulse of the Sharks, there's your man.
Yeah, there's Bruce. Bruce doesn't.
No one is more dialed in with the San Jose Sharks community than Bruce.
I just feel it in my plums, boys.
Did the Kraken, did they do Kraken? Where were we supposed to do crack with the Kraken on Friday?
New York?
Edmonton.
They did not.
No, it wasn't Edmonton.
The Coilers still haven't lost.
That's not where it was.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, we did crack in New York, and then we did crack in Edmonton.
Did they win in New York?
I don't think so.
Who the Oilers? The Oilers played. The Oilers were the last leg of a parlay Saturday.
Hasn't
night.
Been good for the Kraken of late.
No.
Okay. How's things going at the Aussie?
Oh yeah, we do have some plays. I asked Dirty Mike his opinion on the NFL games on Sunday morning.
Why would you do that? He's a tennis guy.
You're right. But he said he was out of bullets. He was out of dry powder. So that tells me to tell you that the Aussie Open probably took a turn Friday and Saturday.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I think we actually got skunked on Friday on the show. Nonetheless, we shall start. On the women's side, Marta Kostyuk, yes, player to win at least one set. She takes on Coco Gauff.
Okay.
Plus 175 to win a set. Then he's got Rublev to win two sets. That's plus 160 against Jannik Sinner. Rublev should be able to get the job done there. He also likes him on the money line, plus 310. And there you have it, folks. So really two plays on Rublev and then Marta Kostyuk to perhaps spark an upset over Coco Gauff.
Okay. This week, I'm excited to hear what our theme is.
I got to unlock my phone, Tony. Sorry.
That's bright and live.
Your lock screen is there any footy sick.
Right now or tomorrow?
No. Okay. No. Napoli Inter playing? What's this?
Copa? For everyone listening, Mitt's lock screen is a sick picture of one of the Lords of Dogtown guys ripping up an empty pool.
RPJ Adams, fucking greatest skater of all time.
Sick. I might watch that tonight.
Yeah, you should.
Brighton's only minus 125 live.
Yeah, I took both teams scoring over 2.5, so I guess I'll just let some more money off.
I got Brighton money line in a parlay with Atletico, but both teams are 0-0, unfortunately.
Well, Tony.
I think that's it for today.
Tony, I got something for you.
Okay, nice.
Unless Matt has something for us.
Tony, a lot of times in gambling, you're going to get punched. And you know what? When you punch us, we're going to... Fuck.
Sorry.
Tony, I got something for you.
No, we'll cut that. Cut it.
Yeah. Tony, I got something for you.
Yep. Cut it, Bill.
Tony?
Yeah.
When you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. When you knock us down on the way up, we're going to gnaw a kneecap. Dan Campbell. I botched that one really bad.
The problem is we know the quote. So
oh yeah.
You did botch a little bit.
You know what? That was a really big one, and the words are really small on my phone.
Sure.
And they're also really blurry, and I cannot read them at all.
But that'll happen.
Also Lord the Dogtown, you know?
Yeah.
We can't forget.
Yeah, we will never forget. Is it Coaches Week? Is that what we're doing?
I mean, I was kind of going to go with like,
NFC, like I think he was going NFC Detroit Championship. Week. Like tomorrow will be Eminem, maybe.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Detroit Week?
Gene Simmons on Wednesday.
I was probably going to go like,
I was hoping
49ers.
Maybe he does Packers. He does a quote with Kyle Shanahan tomorrow.
Bruce, how happy with you were you getting that Gene tweet up?
Dude, I mean, the amount of times I love Gene. Like, I love Gene, and I thought the broadcast was great last night.
Was it?
But every single play, Tony Romo is just like, Gene, what do you think, Gene? Every play.
Romo not knowing that you actually couldn't challenge under 2 minutes and it came from upstairs was
you gotta run the play quick.
Worrisome to find out in the middle of the AFC divisional round.
Yeah.
Get up there, run it quick. Just run the ball. You fucking idiot.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. All of us are gonna have a lot of picks tomorrow, okay?
I think there's like four NBA games.
Bruce didn't have any today, so
I took the Bruins live during the show. Okay. So I am
What do you think?
More action than you do.
Oh boy, do I have a lot today.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got?
I wasn't confident enough to give any.
What was it?
Yeah, what? It's a ton of stuff.
What do you have?
Good luck. God bless. Hammer.
Ah!